Ron, 55. What's up? Yeah, move everybody.
Beginning on October 14th, I believe.
So, Ross, to put your toys away before I lose my temper, he said, you're not losing your temper now, are you? Because I'm about to put my toys away. And I said, yeah, no, I'm not losing my temper, Ross.
Ross, tell me about gums. Ross is explaining to me about what gums are. Can you tell me what gums are?
This is your gum.
Okay, tell me about gums again, because we had trouble with this first.
Well, they help your teeth grow when you're 6 years old and they get loose. They help them grow, and when you're little, they don't have to grow because they're all tight enough.
Mm-hmm.
And when you wound another big tooth,
uh-huh,
you get a penny.
Uh-huh. Great.
And that's one that's kind of copper color.
Right.
Daddy.
The horse's leg was broken. Lone Ranger's silvers, Hyo Silver's leg was broken. I asked Ross, do you think we could fix it? He said, yeah, sure. I can fix it, and Mommy can, too. Let's do that tomorrow. That can be a project for you for tomorrow. Is that right, Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ross was trying to ask me for a candy. He said, remember this day just when we were driving the car and I asked you for one of these candies when we were driving home? And this is how he got me to make sure that I would accede to his request for a candy. With the caramel he's asking for. Ross said, spank me. I said, okay. Now he said, I don't want Marky to get spanked, and somebody has to get spanked, so spank me. I just said I was going to spank somebody if they were, whoever the bad boy was going to spank. Okay, you ready to get spanked here?
Yeah.
Hey, he doesn't need him.
Ross
said, I do cutting at school, you know, and I'm on the hard numbers.
Yeah.
He was telling you about how he does cutting, that's, you know, is the interesting part. Marky said, that hurt, Dad. That one hurt. And Ross said, Dad, I've had a paper cut before CUT. I have, at my old preschool. Which preschool?
Not at my real old preschool.
Not Denver, no.
I mean the one at Pittsburgh.
Right. You had a paper cut, huh? That's rough. Marky was looking for E.T. and Ross said, no, E.T. can't be played with. He has to be over here. Because everybody wants to play with him, right?
No, because
everybody's doing work.
Time to work.
Oh, because everybody's doing work, right?
Okay.
Anyway, it's a nice passive.
Another one.
With a dangling preposition. Tying Ross the shoes, and he said, this one is already on double. Oh, this is all one is already tied, but it's not on double. Not on double loop.
Yeah.
You might as well have your shoes good and tight. That's what I say. Ross said it tickles. Even it tickles to E.T. And it might have meant it tickles E.T. too, or it even tickles E.T. But instead he said even it tickles to E.T. Ross wants to get the E.T. doll from Mark. And he had a very oblique way of asking if it might happen. He said, when we get home, Daddy, could Marky be sleeping? In other words, if Marky were sleeping, then he would be able to have the E.T. doll. Ross said that he wanted me to leave up the posters, his posters on the wall, so that we could remind... Well, Ross, why do you want the posters up? Remind who?
Me.
So say it again.
So they will remind me what He-Man figures I want to get.
Or remind me of the He-Man figures I want to get. Either what He-Man figures or of the He-Man figures I want to get. Very good, Ross. Okay. He said thank you to Mark for his book. Okay. I asked Ross if he was coming down. He said, I will.
Okay.
Ross was talking about, said he wanted some apple juice, and he said, and he looked at the apple juice bottle, and he said, that thing has something funny. What do you say? Oh, yeah, we do want milk. But he looked at Marty's apple juice bottle and he said, that thing has something funny on it, apple cider. And he said, there is such a thing as apple cider. In other words, it's possible that I'm correct in saying that that bottle is apple cider rather than apple juice, because it in fact is the case that apple cider does exist. So that makes it likely that I might be right. Ross said, you know what I dreamt last night? I dreamt that a kidnapper caught me and my preschool friends.
Yep, O'Brien and
Joey
and
Mom. And did what? They look like animals?
Water animals.
You did? What kind of water animals?
Like the water baby
one. Oh.
But not talk.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't really those animals. We just looked like it. And our other friends were out in three when the two kidnappers was going to drop us into the water truck,
mm-hmm.
They didn't know that we had some tricky ideas, things that we
Right. Russ said that Obi-Wan Kenobi wasn't real, and I said, yes, he was. And he said, well, but he's not real if you disappear into a pile like that, right? And he said, that's what I mean. He's not real if he disappeared into a pile. That's he's trying to prove his point. Honey, but before he disappeared in a pile, he was real, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he was real.
Okay, are you real?
Yeah.
Okay, what if suddenly you disappear into a pile? Are you real then? Okay, you're not real anymore, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, were you real before you disappeared?
I didn't disappear.
I know, honey, but look. Okay, let's talk about your breakfast cereal, okay? When it's outside in the bowl, is it real?
Yeah.
Okay, when it goes in your tummy, is it real anymore?
No.
Okay. Because it's disappeared, right? Well, things that disappear aren't real? No, they're real, honey. That's not right. They're real. They just disappear. They go away. They vanish.
No.
Well, you're right. You're kind of right, but it's kind of hard to explain, Ross.
Dad.
Yeah?
Yeah? Say what?
Say it again.
It has to be, because if he wasn't pretend, then how could he vanish?
He wasn't pretend, then how could he vanish? Sometimes it happens that people vanish. Maybe they get blown up by a bomb or something. Or they get hit by a laser beam.
You may not be able to explain how they vanish.
Yeah. But they just do it, Ross. They just vanish and they're just gone.
Dad.
Right.
Dad.
I'm listening. What does Death Star fighter look like?
It's that thing that has those shield arms and Darth Vader's fighting.
Oh, yeah, we have that around still. Yeah.
And there's a really big hand, and he goes.
And he falls out? Darth Vader falls out? Yeah. He's got that around. It's in one of the boxes. Yeah. Okay, you want to play with that? Because you never played with it. And you used to leave the junky pieces all around. Will you keep it together now?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, we'll bring that out again.
Yeah, but I've got to take some out. I've got to take some apart so when you play Star Wars.
Why?
Because I don't think nothing will happen. I'll be able to fall into pieces.
Yeah, sure, you have to make it fall into pieces, but when you finish with the pieces, you have to put them back together, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't care.
You know what I think you need, Ron? You and Mark need another dresser to put your toys in. So you can have more toys. Don't you think?
Yeah, but...
You're getting more and more toys, and they need some place to put all those toys
in. Yeah, but you would have to get some more...
Yeah, that's a lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But the fun super bright.
It did?
Yeah, Lego.
I see.
You
can never walk again, can
you? You'd have to glue it together and walk.
Really?
Yeah.
Have to glue it together, huh?
We should buy a new one. We should buy a new one.
Are you sure you'd play with them enough? You don't seem to play with your action figures anymore.
Well, Mikey cares about them. And I don't really care about them.
You don't care about the toy. All those hundreds of toys we bought you, do we?
I don't care about Star Wars ones because I played with them. And Whitney used to. And he always used to give me girl.
Yeah? Leia?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had to play with Luke?
No, he got to play with the boys.
He got to play with the boys, and you had to play with
a lot of boys for one girl.
Yeah.
Somehow I think that you must have been playing with some of the
boys. Yeah, you must have played with some of the boys, but we don't believe that.
We had two girls and two Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and lots of
other no, things. Marky only gave me girls.
He only gave you girls and never anything else.
That's not true.
Yeah, we
yes,
wanted
it.
That too, Ron.
That is.
Really
we think
true.
Maybe that's not a
it is.
Good representation of what
it is.
Okay, it is, Ron.
And so you never played with fuel.
Great. Wonderful.
No?
I never played with
You might turn it off, I guess.
You know,
it's a kid. Al said that he was out of it. That he was out of it. Out of the number cutting. That is, he said that Jim, the teacher, took him out of the number cutting. He wouldn't let him cut anymore. And I said, well, I'm going to talk to Jim. That's not fair. Yeah, he says, because I was doing it too slowly, he said. And I said, that's not fair. I'm going to talk to Jim. And he said, when you're talking to Jim, I'm staying home.
With Mom.
With Mom. How come you're staying home? Because
I don't want to get mixed up with you.
Because I don't want to get mixed up with you.
And Joey is about train cutting.
Well, how come Joey's out of train cutting?
Because... He couldn't do the
first
train number
cutting. Uh-huh. I see. Uh-huh. And, what else? Is anyone else out of it?
No. Just me and Joey.
Do you think it might be because you and Joey were fooling around?
No. Yeah.
Okay. So...
No.
You weren't, were you talking with each other?
No, we weren't at the same table.
You weren't at the same table?
Uh-uh.
I see. So he just took you out of it, huh? Well, we'll have to talk to him. We'll have to talk to him. And then later he said, we did different art today. I said, not cutting. He said, yeah. And, he said, just the cutting we can't do, not even Joey. Other kids didn't do cutting either. In other words, no one did cutting today. Okay, what kind of art did you do today, honey?
I did it.
All right, trying to find out when he did cutting last. It was after the days thereafter. Now, was Grandpa here? It was after Grandpa or before Grandpa and Grandma?
The first one.
When they were. The first one was before, and the second was when they were. In other words, during the time that Grandpa and Grandma were here. So this is some problem that occurred last week and the week before, and he's recounting it on the Tuesday of the third week. There was the first week when he had some problem, the second week when his grandpa and grandma were here, he had some kind of problem with cutting, and now we're in the third week on Tuesday.
What did that happen today?
Ross, I said, maybe you need some more work practice to go faster. He said, no, I can go faster already. And I said, why didn't you go faster, Ross? When you were working? Because I didn't want to. What? Well, we can get some more practice. I told Marty that I was gonna cut Ross with a flaming sword and keep him out of the Garden of Eden. And Marty said, but I don't want to go there because it's too dangerous. And Marty said, It's too dangerous because we're boys and we can punch you in the bumbos. That's why we don't have to bother you.
It's very interesting.
Marty's going about saying achi acha, achi acha. The rhyme he made up, not really a rhyme, alliteration, I guess. We were talking about Billy, and I said his daddy was mean to him, and Ross said, Daddy wasn't really mean. He was just trying to get Billy to go. And I said, where was he trying to get Billy to go? And he said, I don't know. And we were in the nap room, and we were playing catch. What were you doing playing catch, Ross? Got to my new school, I was frightened. I said, you were frightened? He said, yeah, they didn't know I was really four. Yeah?
Yeah, and
I got caught up in the 4-5.
Now sometimes we go outside
after I'll say, I wish the little ones got everything that we have. And I said, you get a better deal than they do, don't you? And he said, yeah, not fair. We're talking about Superman movies, Superman 1 and Superman 2, and Ross said, but this one won't be like that one, I don't think. And Marcy said, I don't think too. Of course,
no, I don't think.
You don't, Ross said, I don't think, Marcy said, I don't think I have one Superman.
We
Ross
do.
Said, we do. You do? The other one broke at that place where the number hotel was. Devil folk dance? Oh, yeah. Where they did devil folk dance? Did they do devil folk dance there?
We
I don't know. This was the Hungarian folk dance camp.
We
yeah?
Our other devil Superman.
Our other devil Superman.
Uh-huh. Got broken at when we were going there. And my brother went to pieces.
Oh, really? I thought the other Superman got broken up on the log that's up in back of our house. The big long log that the boys sit on and swing off of. The one that's all full of broken pieces of wood. Not there? I thought you broke it up there and lost it. No? And Ross said, I have to wear these jeans tomorrow too. And I said, why? And he said, because it has something in it. What does it have in it, Ross?
Well, something from school.
Well, tell me what. What does it have from school?
It has two things that I'll show you.
Okay, show me.
The bones
are with you. Okay, what color
is he? Did you take them home from school? We can leave them here in the car, and then you can take them tomorrow.
I didn't want to.
You didn't want to show her? Or him? Yeah, you can. No, don't undo your belt because I can't pop back there to fix it again.
I can.
You know how to put your belt on? No, you know how to take it off, but you don't know how to put it on, Ross.
I know how to do it without my belt on.
Oh, okay, if you think so. If you know how to put your belt on.
I want to.
No, it's too hot.
I will do it.
You will do it? Okay. You gonna pop it open?
I'm going to show you at home.
Okay. Ross said, I don't believe you. There aren't really witches. And I finally fessed up and told him that there, guess what, boys, there really aren't witches. And Ross said, I knew it all the time. Right? Did you know it all the time, Ross?
You say it's up to my room.
You think the witch will come up to your room, Marky?
Yes.
Marty believes in witches, Ross.
It's not up to my room.
What is the witch going to do?
She's going to bring me out to my house.
Yeah, outside of your house and take you on the broom up to the moon, right, Marty?
Right.
And then she's going to do horrible things, right?
Yeah, and then I'm going to press my button and press my ear.
Ross asked me why the zipper went down one leg and not the other. He said, why did the zipper go down this leg? And I said, because it has to go down. There's one zipper. He asked me, why did they put this up so high? I said, why was one leg higher than the other? And I said, because the zipper has to go down one leg. And then he said, that makes sense. Also, he was in the bed with Mark, and he said, and Mark was fooling around. He said, what's going on in here? Right?
Yep.
What did you say, Ron?
Stop! What's going on? Hold it!
Right. What's going on in here? Anyway, this is something that he learned from me. When the boys are messing around, I come in the room and I say, what's going on in here, right? Ross said, okay, pretend Super Baby.
Pretend Super Baby could grow up without eating anything and smallness.
Right.
Even without eating.
Right.
I mean, without eating.
Right. Good luck. I asked Ross if he thought that standard, he said, I standard, and I said, don't you mean stood? He said, no, standard. I said, you think standard's better? And he said, yeah.
No.
That's, yeah?
No, because the kids have a special way.
Yeah, he said, better because kids have a special way. I said, don't you think that was wrong? It was a mistake. He said, no, I think kids have a special way. That's how kids do it. We have a picture here with 5 blue cars and 3 yellow buses and 2 green trains and 2 red boats. And I asked Ross if all the cars are blue, and he said yes, and if all the buses are yellow, and he said yeah, right? And I asked him if all the trains are green, he said no. He said, no, not all of them. And what he meant is there really aren't a lot, so you can't really say they're all. There are only 2 of them, so he doesn't understand all in the sense of exclusion of any missing ones. He thinks it means a whole bunch of them.
No, I don't.
Okay, tell me what you mean. What does the word all mean?
It means it's a whole bunch.
It means a whole bunch?
Yeah.
Okay, if you have one train that's not green, can you say all the trains are green?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you look in that picture, are all the boats red?
No.
Okay, which ones are not red? Which boats are
red? I guess there's not a lot, but
each of them?
Yeah.
But each of them is red, right?
Yeah, but not alike, not really alike, because we can see this is more lighter than this one.
Yeah, that's a little lighter, isn't it? They didn't print it quite the same. No, they're not the same, but are they red?
Yeah.
Are they both red?
Yeah.
Okay, are there any boats that aren't red?
No.
Good. Okay.
I said, Ross said, look, Dad, what I found. Showed me a dime. I said, yeah, put that in the money place. Do you know where it is? And he said, yeah, I've checked in there before. Yeah, I know where it is. I've checked in there before. And this is the little money purse in the Toyota, or in the Honda.
Talking about Halloween, Mary and I were, and Buck said, Dad, I'm getting tired of not opening my ET and looking in the box. I'm getting tired of it. What he meant is that I really want to open the ET, and I think it's about time. This is
well,
the Halloween costume box.
Well, telling him not to, right?
Oh, yeah, I've told him not to. I said we're going to wait till Halloween. Sure, he can take it out pretty soon.
He really wants
it. Marky wanted the ET cape. He said, I want Superman ET cape. And Ross said, then we have to get... But anyway, then Marky said, but we have to get our costume right over at home. That's how I don't know what he means by that, but he has a hard time saying it. He says, right over. What did you say? What did you say? No, I didn't say that. What did you say, Mark?
I said, can I bite ET?
Yeah, that's what you said?
Can I bite ET?
Buy or bite?
Buy.
You want to buy at the store? Or bite with your teeth, Mark?
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Ross, what did you say? Tell the picture what you said. Mary said, well, bring out all the Halloween stuff. And Ross said, even we could bring out the Superman mask, even the Halloween one.
We should even bring out the count one.
But anyway, he has a syntax wrong on this. How do you say it right, Ross? No, say the thing about even. Say it right. Even. Wait, let him say it right. Yeah. Yeah.
Of the Garden of Eden.
Of
Eden.
Oh, they aren't?
They are.
Uh-huh. Explain that to me, Ron.
Said, we can be Count Dracula, even Frankenstein is a monster. We've seen some makeup, and we've got some Santa Claus. We have seen some makeup that you can put on
at
Children's Palace, which is the
progressive past that I can think of.